Welcome back to Louisville Slugger Field here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeff Hem back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and tonight game five in a six-game series here between the Sounds and the Bats. We're joined by last night's starter and winner, right-hander Chad Patrick. And Chad, you've had a few outings now with this ball club, and I thought overall last night you pitched well. I'm sure you're not thrilled the way the outing ended, but overall, how would you describe how last night went for you?
Yeah, I thought the first five innings went pretty smoothly. Not smoothly, but they were grindy innings. A little bit exhausted just because of the fact of, like, you know, I was making good pitches and some were falling, and then, you know, trying to work around those hits and not giving up runs. But then just going off there for the sixth, I just felt a little tired, mentally drained a little bit. But overall, I felt like it was a good outing and we kind of needed one there. So
it's a wild game, and really there have been some wild games in this series. Last night was game four. What did you see in the first three that you noted about their lineup and just how this park can play depending on the breeze?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it can be played as a small park here, but they got a pretty solid lineup, 1 through 9. Some can be aggressive and some, you know, can be patient. So it was just sticking to my game plan of attacking hitters the same way that I do every outing.
Yeah, I noted it on the air last night. We were just chatting about it. You're an Indiana native, home now for you in DeMott, only a few hours away, and Crown Point about 4 hours away. Give us a sense of how many people were in the stands last night supporting you.
Yeah, I had to give out, you know, like 30 tickets. I had some family friends here. Mom and dad were here, grandpa and stuff like that. So it was pretty nice to have them in the crowd.
You know, this is a wild world that you guys live in. Affiliates are all over. You've changed organizations. Like, the dominoes have to fall a certain way for even a night like last night to happen. So at what point did the plans really start to take shape that this could even be a spot where people would see you?
Yeah, honestly, when I got traded here, we looked up to see where AAA and AA and stuff like that was, where all the affiliates were. And when we saw it was in Nashville, it was like it was God's plan of, like, placing me here closer to home. And, you know, sometimes it can be very emotional aspect part of the game just because you're getting shipped around and stuff. So plays with your head a little bit.
And last night is the first time that you've been anywhere remotely close to where people could just easily jump in the car and go see you pitch. How special was that?
Yeah, no, it means a lot. My brother, he was here, and he, you know, has a busy work schedule, so it's really hard for him to get off work, and he was able to come down with my dad, and so it was pretty nice. And that was the first game he got to see me pitch. So
I want to go back to your college days and work forward. Division II, Purdue University Northwest, fourth round pick in 2021. How would you describe your amateur career relative to when you started realizing the draft could be possible and the scouting and not being at a, you know, big time Division I Power 5, but still pitching well and getting noticed?
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is just, like, it doesn't matter where you go to school. As long as you're going to go to a school and you're going to have fun and you're going to meet new people and you're going to develop. I think that was the biggest concern for me, was going somewhere I knew I was going to play, because I didn't go to a big high school. I wasn't really even, you know, talked about. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm playing summer ball, I'm getting recognized, and I'm getting reached out by different people and coaches and stuff, and it just all came together.
You get drafted by the Diamondbacks, you're acquired last year by the A's, and then this offseason by the Brewers. So you've been traded twice, one in season, one off season. How dramatically different were the circumstances because of when you're in the season and what that means versus in November? You probably the rest of that week just sort of kept going about your business.
Yeah. In seasons, definitely, it was a weird situation. I was actually eating with all my friends, and then I was like, see you boys, you know. It was kind of sad. You know, just trying to get accustomed to another organization and be comfortable was kind of tough for me. And then in the off season, got traded to the Brewers, and then I was able to go to the spring training site, meet all the coaches, and meet different teammates of mine now. So it was a little better than, you know, being traded in season.
In terms of who you are and the type of pitcher you are, what so far feels like a good fit for you with the Brewers?
I feel like for the Brewers, they they definitely got a guy that's going to go out there compete every time I touch the mound. I'm not going to bow down to anyone. So just a competitive person.
Good stuff, man. Good job last night. Keep it going.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Sounds right-hander Chad Patrick. This has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.